And then give us another round of beers. Come on, gorgeous. The boss is away. He'll never know, will he? He'll be glad of the money anyway. And you can have one with us.
I smiled, wavering. I'd worked at the Thistle Pub for 3 months, and my boss was known to be a grumpy old sod, so the idea of getting one over on him while he was away at some landlord convention was appealing. Plus, I felt like celebrating. I had just booked a flight for the end of the summer to Ibiza, so I didn't have to put up with working here for too much longer. "Make mine a double, and you've got yourself a deal," I replied. The whole table cheered, and Dave leaned over to plant a wet kiss on my cheek. I laughed along with them and slipped out from behind the bar to lock the doors. Outside, Glasgow was dark and quiet, the sky crystal clear and dotted with stars. Once we were locked in, their table became even more boisterous, and I busied myself getting everyone a drink, and one for myself, before joining them. Sitting on the edge of the table, the only space left. "Here's to Hamish," I said, raising my double vodka and coke up as I toasted my absent boss, tossing back my long candy floss pink hair.
"To Hamish!"
The six big rugby lads roared back at me, their fists thumping on the table as we all took a long drink. I'd been on my feet behind the bar all day, Hamish having abandoned me, even though it was the day the rugby club met, making us busier than usual. So I felt like I deserved this. And let's face it, breaking the rules was something I was always up for.
"We need some music,"
Dave declared. "I'm on it." I downed the remainder of my drink, climbed off the table, and went over to the CD player Hamish used with a lot of grumbling on a Saturday night, the only time he allowed music in his pub. The pub was small, situated in a quiet road on the edge of the city, frequented by locals only, some of whom had drunk here for 50 years or more. I had caused a stir turning up with my pink hair, and being well below the age of the average customer, but Hamish had been through 5 different bar staff in the past year alone by being infamously difficult to work for, and I'd worked in pubs and bars for years, so he had begrudgingly given me the job. The reason I'd chosen to stay at the Thistle for the past 3 months was the job was easy and came with board in a tiny bedsit upstairs and was just a 20-minute walk into the city centre. And I just wanted any work so I could save up to spend September in Ibiza. I longed for runs on the beach, bars that served cocktails and tourists up for a good time.
"Oh, I love this song,"
I cried as Queen started playing. Hamish didn't think music existed after the 80s, but I didn't mind. I loved anything old school. I turned it up and jumped on an empty table to sing along. Dave climbed up with me and wrapped his arms around my waist.
"You know, we still haven't gone on that date you promised me," he said into my ear, pulling me closer.
"She's too good for you, mate,"
a burly man they called Badger for some inexplicable reason yelled as one of the others wolf-whistled at us.
"We could have another drink upstairs once these clowns leave,"
Dave said then, turning me towards him. He reeked of alcohol, but he did have a nice smile, and his muscly arms were strong and safe around me. I let him pull me closer, tipping my face up to meet his, aware of whooping from his mates, but not really caring after the vodka I just had. When his lips met mine, they did the thing that I kept seeking. They drowned the world out for the moment, and let me just stop and breathe. Which was why I didn't notice the door opening behind us, or that Dave's mates had stopped cheering. It wasn't until Queen suddenly stopped and the room fell into silence that Dave pulled away from me and we turned around to see Hamish standing under the table, hands on his hips, his face bright red.
"What are you doing here?"